prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
Welcome to Truth Revolution. I'm Dave. With me is Pastor Jeff. We are talking about tolerance today.
I'm not very tolerant today. I've had a long night and I'm kind of grumpy. No, not really.
Truth Revolution is where faith meets reason.
Faith meets reason.
Mm, we contend that you can have both. You don't have to get rid of one of them.
That's right. You can have your brain and your religion as long as your religion makes sense.
Right.
Now, today we're talking about tolerance. Right. And tolerance is a supreme virtue in today's society. Mm-hmm. We need to be tolerant of everyone and all beliefs and things like that. Fred Phelps is not very tolerant.
Not. No. He's kind of counterculture.
More than counterculture, he's counter-nice. Like, that's... He's just not... He's not tolerant. He's not kind. He's not... he doesn't act like a Christian in any way. There's nothing in the Bible that says hold picket signs and scream at people, words that you wouldn't say in front of your children.
They didn't have picket signs back in the biblical days, so that's why it wasn't covered.
Hey,
let me ask a question kind of to kick this subject off.
Okay. Before you do that, let me tell everybody that on their computers, go to www.truthrevolution.tv. Because at truthrevolution.tv, you can listen to past shows. And I apologize profusely. I didn't get last week's show up. It's been one of those weeks. So you need to be tolerant with me. But anyway, we get our show up every week at truthrevolution.tv. And also, you can send in some questions or some comments. We get questions there, and I love them. Comments. People are sending ideas for shows, things we should talk about. So, truthrevolution.tv. Check it out. Lots of good information there. And also, you know, thank you to those people who have told me that you hear the show. Every now and then I'm walking somewhere and someone says, "Hey, I listen to your guys' show every week."
That's awesome.
I love it. When that happens, that just kind of like boosts.
Well, it makes you feel like you're actually accomplishing something.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And we got our ratings in. The show is doing really well. It's getting better. Yeah. Ratings are going up really fast. And and we got a donation in the mail. So thank you for saying donation in the mail.
Right on.
And it's just kind of, things are going really well on the show. And so I appreciate that. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's helping us out. So,
right on.
Yeah,
that
tell your friend, tell your friends to listen and to be tolerant when we say stupid stuff.
Because that will be pretty much always.
Every week, we guarantee stupid stuff.
But speaking of tolerance, man, you got two camps in Christianity.
Yeah.
And some people, Jesus told us to be tolerant of others, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, turn the other cheek or to, you know... He hung with the sinners.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's others that are very judgmental and legalistic, and they're like, "Well, we can't do that. We can't tolerate anybody. The Bible tells us that we got to stay away from these kind of people."
Right.
Which way is it?
I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
We're gonna come down in between those views today.
All right.
We're gonna suggest that neither one is the right view.
Okay.
Imagine I go into a school classroom, or I'm talking in public, and I say to everybody, all beliefs are equal and should be respected as such. Nobody's viewpoint is better than another's. Now, that's a very tolerant statement.
Right.
That's the type of statement that people love to hear nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat it just so you got it. All beliefs are equal and should be respected as such. Nobody's viewpoint is better than another's. Okay, people will love to hear that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's all-inclusive.
It's all-inclusive, okay? Now, what if I were to say, Christianity is the only true religion, Jesus is the Messiah, and the Jews, the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, they're wrong, and they're doing evil for not believing it.
Here, take this stick, and there's a hornet's nest over there.
Right,
why don't you go rattle it right in there?
Right, that's not a very tolerant thing to say. But what happens, and this is really interesting, because if you're a philosopher, you're going to catch this right away.
Right.
If you don't like what I'm about to say, just be tolerant and stick with us for a while, okay? But if you agree with that first statement, and then you tell me I can't say the second one, you're a hypocrite! You cannot say, you have to have everyone's beliefs are equal. And then when someone says, no, Christianity is the only true religion, you say, you can't do that.
Yeah, your belief is not equal.
Right, because then you're not being tolerant of one of the viewpoints.
Right.
And so we cannot say, I mean, it is logically contradictory to say all beliefs are equal and one belief is true and another belief's not. Mm-hmm. So you either have to come down, some beliefs are true and some are false, or all beliefs are equal.
Right.
It's one or the other. You know, when my parents, one day when I was in elementary school, my mom told me, you need to put on a coat today. It's very cold outside.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, I said, no. I don't want to wear a coat. And I left for elementary school with no coat.
Did you know everything?
Because I did know everything. I was in fourth
grade. It's only gotten worse, people.
Yeah. Hey, you don't know me. Okay. Soon enough, the school nurse calls my mom and says, Jeffrey's on the playground freezing with no coat.
Uh-huh.
My mom says, yes. And the nurse said, well, do you want to bring him a coat? My mom said, no, he needs to learn. And
nice.
So I learned. I had to skip the next recess. Mm-hmm. It was so cold out there, I didn't have a coat. But we don't like it when there's only one way.
Right.
We do not like to be told, you have, this is the only option, people.
Right.
We don't. But reality, sometimes there is only one way.
Right.
There is only one answer. There's only one truth. Look, we want to respect other beliefs. We want to respect other religions. We even want to respect every single human being alive.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to just say, oh, well, because of your lifestyle or because of your belief or because of the way you look or because of the way you smell, Dave. I'm not going to respect
I do have
you.
A nose. I smell.
Look, we have to respect everybody. We do not accept every belief. We can't. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But we have to respect. We cannot blindly agree with everything. That's just idiocy.
It is.
Look, we have to have an open mind, just not so open that your brains fall out. I mean, that's what I think it boils down
to. Well, there's so many beliefs that are counter to each other that if you said that all beliefs are equal, that's kind of
I mean, you obviously haven't studied if you mm-hmm. say all beliefs are equal. Let me give you an example. Okay, this is a little story here, just to kind of give you an example of tolerance.
Okay,
there's a very wise businessman in his day. He was located in the new Power Tower, right downtown in Capital City, and this new building, Power Tower, had literally gone up overnight. Any growing business wanted to be located in this place if they wanted to bloom, because it was an amazing new building designed by a famous architect, and it was where everybody was.
Shoot, I want to be there.
Yeah, and when time came, in fact, I think we're going to relocate our radio studios onto the top.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, when the time came for the wise businessman to eat lunch, he stood up from his desk in the new tower, went to the lunchroom, and he saw a man standing in his doorway. He said, oh, hello, can I help you? And someone said, oh, no, I'm John. I just stopped by to see my work. And I said, John? John Wright? He said, yeah, that's right. I'm John Wright. Well, the businessman became very excited. He was almost shouting. He said, oh, my goodness, you're the architect of this building. You built this. You're the famous architect. You are magnificent. And John says, oh, well, very humbly, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. Would you like to see my design? And well, the businessman, he's not going to resist this.
Right.
This is one of the most famous architects and the best building in town. He says, yes, show me your design. So the architect sat down and began to show the businessman his plans, how he built the structure they now sat in. But concern started to overcome John, or the businessman, excuse me.
Right.
Because John looked and he noticed something. He said to the architect, excuse me, John, I'm not an architect here, but on these load-bearing walls on the outside, I see a calculation. It looks like you've done your math wrong.
No.
And the architect looked up and replied, well, I just felt like using 2-foot blocks rather than the 10-footers because they're so much prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about this time, the businessman lost control. Are you insane? He shouted, mm-hmm. The building's going to fall down. You didn't do your math right. The architect replied, are you judging me? No, I'm not judging you. Well, yes, I mean, you're wrong, but I'm not judging you, the businessman replied. This conversation's over, said the architect, and he walked out. I can't believe the arrogance in this room. Now,
but it's such a pretty building.
Is that a ridiculous example? Perhaps.
Yeah.
But every day in the public square of our nation, and our town even, there are people are having conversations quite similar.
Mm-hmm.
Tolerance has become a good in itself. To claim that your belief is right is fine, but if you claim that another's beliefs are incorrect, that's the most grievous sin you can commit mm-hmm. in our culture today. Of course, non-tolerance is the only sin. Spiritual and religious beliefs are under fire. Any person, if you ask them on the street what is true, the answer is likely to be, well, I feel like.
Right.
Or what I believe is.
Truth has become relative in people's minds.
Definitely relative. And if you tell someone they're wrong, if you tell them their belief isn't true.
Oh, it's egregious.
It's a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that, they say. Nobody cares to claim exclusive truth anymore for the fear of being intolerant.
Right.
But what is tolerance? I would argue that it is entirely possible to be tolerant while holding that a belief is wrong. I can be tolerant towards other systems and beliefs that I know are wrong. However, this is not what our culture teaches tolerance is. We're taught that tolerance is not trying to change other people's beliefs because their belief is just as valid as yours.
Right.
You're taught if you want to be tolerant, you don't tell someone they're wrong. You just accept them for who you are. But we would never accept that in architecture. We would never accept that in load-bearing walls of a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to accept it in religion and things that matter for eternity, not just on Earth.
Well, we can't see eternity. So that's why it's cool to do that.
Exactly.
If we could open a window, say there was an imaginary window, I could open it up and see eternity and see the truth, then that would become
much more demanding on what's going to happen.
Definitely.
It would have immediate results.
Right.
See, we know there's going to be immediate results if you don't do your math right on the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you know people are going to die. And so we say, no, don't be tolerant there.
Right.
We don't let scientists be tolerant when they're creating vaccines. You know, well, it's probably okay. I didn't really study. I just threw some chemicals in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Here, give this to your kid. No way.
Right.
We're not tolerant in things like that because we know it really matters. So we don't want to be tolerant if tolerant means just accepting everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be tolerant in religious matters either because it matters way more.
Exactly.
Than a load-bearing wall in a skyscraper or a vaccine or anything else, because it's not just for 80, 90, 100 years, it's for eternity.
And forever.
That's right.
All right. So you want to let's real quick do the Bible contradiction.
Yes, sir.
Bible contradiction.
Just give us a little break from the intolerance in the room.
So intolerant!
All right, today's Bible contradiction deals with King Solomon and stalls for his horses.
Are you judging him?
No.
Stop judging him.
He did have a lot of horses, though. However, there's a contradiction in the Bible about how many horses he exactly had.
Or
how many horses stalls he actually had.
So intolerant.
Yeah. Either he had just enough room or he had way too much room.
Hmm.
1 Kings 4:26 says, Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen.
Okay.
Okay, 2 Chronicles.
That's a lot of stalls.
That is a lot of stalls.
40,000.
Where did he put them all? 2 Chronicles 9:25 says, Solomon had 4,000 stalls.
Hmm.
10% of the number stated before for horses and chariots and 12,000 horses.
You're good at math.
I am.
I wouldn't be tolerant to someone who is not good at math. Okay, so basically, you, Dave, have found a real contradiction.
I did.
You did. This is a real contradiction.
It is?
And, yeah. This, if you open a King James version of the Bible, it will say that 40,000 stalls, and if you open the other version, it will say 4,000. These are two different numbers. It's not talking about different times. It's the same time. It's just two different numbers. Now, let me.
I thought we were supposed to debunk this stuff.
We are going to.
Okay.
Here's the deal. This is a copyist error.
Okay.
Okay, now let's just set this up. Zondervan prints Bibles today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you if Zondervan accidentally printed a Bible with John 3:16 that said, "For God so loved the girl instead of the world," would we say, "There's a Bible contradiction?"
Definitely.
No.
We'd talk about it on the show.
We would not be very tolerant of Zondervan.
Right.
We would say, "Look, they made a mistake. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's actually said." Well, if you just look, if you have a King James Bible or an NIV Bible, and look in, the NIV actually says 4,000 in 1 Kings. What we found out is in the footnotes, there's some Septuagint manuscripts that have the word 40. Not all the manuscripts, just some of them have the word 40. And it was just an error that some copyists made a while ago.
One of the scribes was falling asleep at the pen.
That's right. And as you can guess, it's probably pretty easy to, in English, to add a zero accidentally. In Hebrew, it's not very hard to change the consonants that would switch it to 40,000. So it was a copyist error. It's not a Bible error. The Bible is still perfect. We'll be back right after this.
Truth Revolution.
And welcome back, Truth Revolution. I'm Dave. With me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
I hope you've been tolerant enough to stick with us this long.
And speaking of Revolution Church,
hey, we begin in just a little bit, 10:15 a.m. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to the show, get up off the couch, or if you're in your car, pull that car over and look, get a map out and look up Revolution Church. I suppose you have to use your phone, or probably not on paper
or just,
maps.
Yeah, just punch that little button over there on your GPS and speak Revolution Church, Salina, Kansas.
That's right, but first pull over. Don't touch your GPS while you're driving. I don't want you to crash and sue me.
Okay.
I would not be very tolerant of that. All right, we're talking about tolerance today, but I do want to see you at Revolution Church, 10:15 a.m. Just come whatever you're wearing right now, unless you're not wearing anything because you're still in bed.
Make it easy for you. 1111 West South Street.
That's right.
Here in Salina.
1111 West South Street. TruthRevolution.tv is our website. You can find old shows there. Mm-hmm. You can find a picture of me and Dave, Dave and I, and it's not a pretty picture. There's not very many pretty pictures of us in them.
There's a reason we're on the radio and not on TV. Hollywood's not going to come knocking for either one of us.
So, but you can see our ugly mugs on TruthRevolution.tv and find some old shows. You can ask us questions. You can shoot in insults if you like.
We welcome questions. We're not so tolerant of insults.
I accept insults. We have got one insult on the show, and we answered that insult in the next week. The guy was saying
true.
The teleological design is not the right argument for God's existence because it's bad design. he was not very tolerant of our argument,
right?
Which is fine. Look, we don't want people to be tolerant of our beliefs if our beliefs are wrong.
Right.
If we're wrong, we want people to say, guys, that's stupid, okay?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, is that, if you don't tolerate, if you're not going to be tolerant of something, at least look into it.
Yeah, I mean, don't just say, well, that's stupid,
and
don't
what?
Just accept it either.
At the very least, you're going to find good ammunition to go up against that argument.
Study and learn, because opinions are of no concern.
Exactly. We don't want to hear your opinion. We want to know the truth.
That's right. In religion, all views are equally valid.
Mm-mm.
That's a tolerant statement.
Way too tolerant.
But in Christianity, and other religions, mind you,
right,
not all views are equal. We say, not all views are equal. In other religions, they say, not all views are equal. In science, scientists say not all views are equal.
Not congruent.
If you say...
that's math. Sorry.
That's okay. If you say if you're in a scientist's head, no, if you say gravity doesn't exist, people will be very intolerant to that. That's a stupid statement, and you deserve to be intoleranted towards...
is only a theory.
I made up that verb, intoleranted. And gravity is it's established fact. You can't just say you don't accept. You can't just say you have your own theory unless you have some really good evidence to back it up. In math, people do not accept other views.
Right.
2 + 2 = 4 in 10 base math. And you can't say 2 + 2 = 7. No one will accept that. In history, we say, America, 1776 is one of our founding dates.
There it is.
You can't say 1775 because you like that number better.
Right.
It doesn't work. You know the reality. So, it's impossible for every view to be correct, and it's stupid to assert such a thing. Excuse me for being so angry about that, but it is stupid to assert such a thing.
You sound intolerant.
Look. What should we do? I mean, not all beliefs are valid. Not all beliefs are equal. So here's what we should do. 1 Thessalonians, this is in the Bible, chapter 5, says, test everything. Hold on to the good and avoid every kind of evil.
Wait a minute. You mean that the Bible tells us that we shouldn't just believe everything that comes down the pike?
No, it doesn't even suggest believing everything you read in the Bible, just plain.
So my grandfather's beliefs... I shouldn't just take him.
No.
Things that my dad told me about my religion.
Stop it.
I shouldn't just accept them.
You're driving me crazy here.
Good.
Don't do that. Look, the Bible says test everything, hold on to the good, and avoid every kind of evil. So the Bible itself tells us to study and test everything. Test what your preacher says. Test what the scientists say. Test what your math teacher tells you. Test what people tell you. Test every religious claim, every claim to be Jesus. All these people are saying the world's going to end in 2012 because the Mayans said so. Test that and hold on to it. If it's right, get rid of it if it's wrong. Faith and reason meet on our show, and we're trying to help everybody understand. Faith and reason can be in your life too, but it means not accepting every single thing that comes your way.
So you're giving me carte blanche to test you.
Yes, absolutely.
There will be a quiz after the show.
Not that kind of. If it's multiple choice, I'll fail miserably. I always failed multiple choice tests.
Just pick C.
All right. 1 Peter 3:15. Here, this is kind of how we should act towards other people. It says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have, right? So we always have to be ready to give an answer for those things that we believe. But, it says, do this with gentleness and respect.
Ah, that's where the biblical tolerance comes
in. This is biblical tolerance. We don't necessarily accept everybody's belief as true. We don't say everyone's belief is equally valid. But we do have to handle everybody with gentleness and respect. If by tolerance you simply mean be kind to everybody, then great! Yeah. We can get behind that. We should be kind and loving to everybody.
Love that.
Jesus, if that's how you mean tolerance, Jesus was the most tolerant person who has ever existed.
Amen.
Because he had the power to wipe everyone out and instead allowed himself to be killed on a cross for no good reason in human terms. He was innocent. He was innocent, and he allowed himself to be crucified, even though he could have destroyed the people that were doing it.
Right.
I mean, Jesus was the most tolerant man, God-man, who's ever existed.
Right.
He's worthy of worship because he shows us the way of kindness and the way of love. He even says if someone slaps you in the right cheek, turn the other cheek. That's serious tolerance.
Yeah, it's counterculture, actually, nowadays. I mean, well, it probably always has been.
That's right. You know, basically, what we're getting at here is saying we have got the wrong view of tolerance. Some people say tolerance is accepting everything. No. Tolerance is being kind, gentle, and respectful to everyone, even when their belief is wrong.
Right.
Even when they're way off base. It's if someone were to come to you and say 2 + 2 = 7, you don't smack them upside the head and say, you're an idiot.
No, speak for yourself.
Well, you shouldn't, right? You gently correct them and show them why it's not so. Well,
I'm a mathematical elitist.
My brother and I were riding motorcycles up in northern Minnesota, and I was on, I don't really even know how fast we were going, but the speedometer on my motorcycle at this time goes up to about 85, and it was pinned out, totally. We're going to they call it the Lutzen Mountains, and we were going down these hills extremely fast, and my brother was behind me on a three-wheeler. These were off-road bikes, and we were on the road going, and I start to stop because I want to talk to my brother.
Oh, no.
I stop and I look behind me, and on the three-wheeler, he is flying up behind me. Now, remember, we're going over 85 miles an hour. I don't know how fast over, but way over. And he's got his brakes locked up on the three-wheeler, and his eyes are about as big as watermelons, and he's sliding towards me. He cannot stop. You've got these three-wheeler treads for dirt, and they're just not stopping on the highway. And he comes. I stand up. It was like a scene out of Mission Impossible. I stand up on the seat of my motorcycle, and I start to jump, and he plows into me. My motorcycle goes swirling underneath me. I go flying off to the side. My brother is gone. I have no idea where he went. I crash on the ground. I'm rolling around. I look at, where is my brother? From the side of the highway up the ditch comes my brother riding on the three-wheeler with the handlebars turned completely sideways so that he can drive straight because the forks have been completely twisted.
Right.
And you know, he's bloody and there's glass everywhere. And you know, I could have said that the laws of physics were extremely intolerant. That was rude of them. They should have allowed both of us to occupy the same space at the same time.
Well, you know, molecules should be able to pass by each other without actually doing any damage.
Hey, we're going to do a Bible contradiction on that someday.
Are we?
Yeah, because Jesus walked through a wall.
Okay.
Anyway, but basically, but the physics should have allowed us to occupy the same space at the same time instead of crashing our motorcycles. But duh. That doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
You cannot have two physical forces occupying the same space at the same time. That's a contradiction. Likewise, two contradicting truths cannot both be true. You cannot have two views trying to occupy the same slot, which is truth, at the same time, unless they say the same thing. If you have a viewpoint that says A is true and B is false, and that's true, then if you have another viewpoint that says B is true and A is false, that cannot also be true.
Right.
Only one of them can be true at the same time. Tolerance is okay if you want to be kind to people, but not if you're trying to prove what religion to follow. Look, we have things like the Kalam, cosmological argument, that shows God exists, right? Well, look, whatever had a beginning to its existence had to have had a cause, and our universe had a beginning. They call it the Big Bang. Boom, this explosion that created everything that is right now was from the Big Bang. And philosophers say, look, the universe must have had a cause because there was a beginning. It implies a creator of some kind. And so we look and we say, hey, you cannot say that the world doesn't have a God, that you're going to ignore God, and that God made the world at the same time.
Right.
You cannot ignore him in your daily lives and still say that he exists somehow. You can't say there's some kind of deity out there, but then ignore him as you go throughout your day. That's a contradiction in terms. And being tolerant to that is kind of ridiculous. It's like saying, well, I believe that there's some sort of physical laws that rule the world, but then driving 90 miles an hour without your seatbelt towards a brick wall.
Right.
That's just stupid. I'm not going to be tolerant towards that. I will maybe kindly try to point out to you, you know, as we drive 90 miles an hour towards a brick wall, please put on your seatbelt or avoid the wall. Either one would be fine with me. You know, and as people say, yeah, some sort of God exists, but they avoid church. They avoid learning about God, studying the Bibles.
Yeah.
I say, look, you can't do that. You gotta know.
This is kind of a societal contradiction that has become prevalent, mm-hmm. you know, within the last century or so, I imagine. Well, I mean,
absolutely. Everybody, pretty much. I mean, there's some atheists out there. I have a friend who was an atheist mm-hmm. and who is. But for the most part, everybody believes that God exists, some kind mm-hmm. of God. But they don't go to church or they don't study their Bibles. It just hasn't worked into their daily lives yet. And I think a lot of it, the church has done to themselves because the church is, in some ways, has been hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
It's been judgmental. Yeah. We've taken things like tolerance to the extreme where we don't tolerate anybody, meaning we're not kind to anybody.
Right. I think there are a lot of things that the church has done in the past that has kind of nudged society to the point of let's be tolerant of each other.
Sure.
And I'm talking about our religion, other religions. There's been too many wars fought about religion. There's been too much blood spilled mm-hmm. over religion, and people are tired of it.
Yeah, and you know, actually, I would point out that most of those wars, as we did on a show a while back,
mm-hmm.
most of those wars were actually political wars, and they used
right.
religion as a guise.
Definitely.
But you know, your point is well taken. That we've when people reject Christianity or God, we've kind of done that to ourselves as people. We're here to suggest that you go ahead and accept God. I want you to check out Revolution Church because we try to do church in a tolerant way towards everybody. We love everybody. We want to treat everybody kindly. Doesn't mean we say every view is equal because every view is not equal.
Right.
2 + 2 = 4, not 7, you know. But we try to be kind and gentle about it and have fun while we do it. We want you to challenge us. Go to truthrevolution.tv. Ask some questions.
Yeah, we love questions.
Send us a challenge or an idea for a show. Hey, thanks for everybody who's listening. You guys, our audience, are awesome. Can't wait to meet all of you. I love it when you point out who you are. So have a great week. I'll see you at Revolution Church, 10:15 a.m. Hope you have a truth revolution in your life.